he's doing better, and obviously probably feeling better as well.
You think he has a chance to play?
You're talking to the wrong person. I would be surprised. It's nothing wrong with being surprised, though. Anyway, next question.
Jordy, you guys look so comfortable, more comfortable as an offense, more in sync, scored more points when you went to that no huddle. Something you guys run a lot over the last few years. Is this offense just more geared to being successful in that setting than the regular huddle up and replay setting?
I think it just puts us in an advantage. I think any team that runs no huddle, you get the defense on their heels, kind of get them tired, gets us in a rhythm. But I think either way, it's the key thing is getting that first down. I think if you probably look throughout the years or even this year, once we get that first down, our possession usually turns out to be a positive, even if it's just flipping the field possession.
It's already five quarters of football.
Mentally, I honestly don't think it's going to be that hard for the guys that have been here. I mean, the game plan is probably not as deep as it usually is, you know, but being Detroit, we know them. I already played them once this year, so that's easy to adjust to that. The main thing is going to be the body, make sure it's back and able to go for a full game again.
Jordy, can you actually run how to game after playing an overtime game and then coming through?
I think so. I honestly do. I think it's one thing. The game of football, a lot of it's on adrenaline. And if you're running no huddle and being successful, your adrenaline is going to keep going. If you're scoring points, your adrenaline is going to stay high. So, and if you're going three and out, you won't need the adrenaline because you won't be playing that many plays. So it kind of goes hand in hand. So if you're being successful, you have a little bit more energy because, you know, you're doing the right things.